USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Many folks are looking to become a billionaire tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot has surged to $1.35 billion for tonight's drawing. It's the second largest top prize in Mega Millions history. Former President Trump's request to dismiss a defamation lawsuit has been rejected by a federal judge.
The lawsuit was filed by writer E. Jean Carroll and accuses Trump of defamation for denying raping her in the 1990s. The judge said Trump's argument for dismissal was without merit. Trump's argument that Carroll's sexual assault claim under the New York's Adult Survivors Act should also be dismissed was rejected as well. Carroll has accused Trump of raping her in a department store in either 1995 or 1996, which Trump has denied at least twice.
That's Tyler Kuehl reporting. A human error is to blame for the FAA system failure that grounded thousands of flights across the nation earlier this week. Officials with the FAA believe the major outage was caused by someone who didn't follow proper procedure. The error damaged a data file within the over 30-year-old computer system. The CDC and the FDA are looking into concerns the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older. The CDC notes that overall the data suggests it's very unlikely there's a true clinical risk. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is praising the agency for its openness.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
The agencies used a safety monitoring system that identified a preliminary signal that they found important to share with the public while they continue to evaluate data. Broadcaster Al Michaels says calling Thursday Night Football games this season was like trying to sell a used car. The Broncos-Colts game in Week 4, it was dreadful, he says. He says he tries to echo the feelings of what the fans feel because he's also a fan. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The market is closing with stocks higher as the S&P 500 notches its best week since November. Stocks dipped lower earlier in the day due to poor bank earnings reports, but investors shrugged off the negative news. Wells Fargo said it's prepping for the economy to get worse than it's been over the last few quarters. A House Democrat is suggesting documents found at President Biden's residence and in a former office may have been planted. Georgia Representative Hank Johnson called the timing of the discovery of the documents suspicious.
I'm also aware that things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently.
This is not the first time Johnson's made a controversial claim. During a 2010 hearing, Johnson said he feared the island of Guam might tip over and capsize because of the presence of so many U.S. troops. A rural community in Northern California is dealing with a deadly mountain lion problem. Mountain lions are on a killing spree, taking out groups of sheep, lambs, and goats in Lake County, about 100 miles northwest of Sacramento. One resident has lost 23 sheep. Dead & Company, Lizzo, and Ed Sheeran are among this year's headliners for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Other top line acts include Mumford & Sons, The Lumineers, and Santana. Dead & Company's performance at the festival will come just 2 weeks before it officially kicks off its final tour. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.